Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, despite our repeated warnings, the United States and South Korea have finally started the joint military exercise targeting the DPRK. This is an open denial and a flagrant violation of June 12 DPRK-US joint statement and the last year inter-Korean declarations, all of which are agreements to establish new relations and build a lasting and durable peace regime on the Korean Peninsula. Although United States and South Korean authorities are playing every trick to justify this military exercise, they can neither conceal nor whitewash its aggressive nature in any manner. The joint military exercise, codenamed Focus Lens, was conducted in South Korea in 1954, the year after the conclusion of armistice agreement. Since then, the joint military exercises have been carried out on an annual basis during the last 65 years, and they were unexceptionally aggressive war games designed a surprise and preemptive attack on the DPRK. What is more serious is that the United States is inciting military tension hostile to the DPRK by deploying a large amount of latest offensive military hardware in South Korea. In this regard of its commitment to suspend joint military exercises made at summit level on such occasions as the Singapore summit and recent Panmunjom summit meeting. Even after the Singapore summit, the US and South Korea continuously staged various aggressive war exercises targeting the DPRK, such as Marine Corps Joint Exercise, Alliance 19-1, Joint Aerial Drill, Proliferation Security Initiative. The US even conducted a test to intercept our ICBMs and test-fired its ICBM Minuteman III and submarine launch ballistic missile Trident 2D5. The US also made clear in its nuclear deterrence policy report its standpoint opposing no forced use of nuclear weapon against my country and did not hesitate to expose its repulsion towards us by labeling my country as a rogue state and proliferator of nuclear technology, chemical weapons, and ballistic missiles. Recently, F-35A stealth fighters were brought into South Korea, and the U.S. nuclear strategic submarine, Oklahoma City, came into port of Busan, South Korea. In the meantime, the U.S. is pushing ahead its plan to deploy high-altitude reconnaissance drone Global Hawk in South Korea, all of which are seriously offending us. These facts prove that the U.S. and South Korean authorities do not have any political will to implement the joint statements in which they pledged to improve bilateral relations, and that this also shows that they remain unchanged in their position to continue to regard the DPRK as their enemy. Since the hostile military act of the U.S. and South Korea have reached to the dangerous level, the spokesperson of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the DPRK released a statement strongly condemning and denouncing them. The spokesman also made clear the following principal position. First, the U.S. and South Korean authorities will under no circumstances evade from their responsibilities for compelling the DPRK to take countermeasures to eliminate the potential and direct threats to its national security. We have already warned several times that the joint military exercises would block progress in the relationship both with the US and the South Korea. And this could also drive us to reconsider the major steps we have taken so far. There is no such a law that only my country should be bound by the commitment when the other side freely walks away from its commitment. As the US and South Korea took every occasion to claim that the joint military exercises are defensive in nature and an essential element for combat readiness, and etc., then we are also compelled to develop, test, and deploy the powerful physical means essential for our national defense. Second, though DPRK remains unchanged in its position to resolve the issue through dialogue, the momentum of dialogue will further fade away as long as the hostile military act against the DPRK continues. The prevailing situation is dramatically reducing our desire for implementing the agreements with the US and the South Korea, and it also affects the prospect of future dialogue. It is quite obvious that we cannot expect a constructive dialogue at a time when war games targeting the dialogue partner are underway, and there is no need to have a fruitless and exhausting dialogue with those who do not have a sense of communication. The US and South Korean authorities talk about a dialogue, but when they sit back, they sharpen a sword to do us harm. If this is what they call creative approach and imaginative power beyond common sense, then we would be forced to seek a new path, as we have already indicated. Thank you, Mr. President.